Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. The boys are off today, as you may well have noticed. No Gary, Leroy, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Tim Allen in for the guys. And news on Ryan Braun and his dwelling and where he will reside permanently. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Check this out. Roadmap for high schools have been set forth. Governing bodies that write the rules of the majority of high school athletics in the United States has released some guidelines that provide a roadmap for a return to sports amongst this pandemic. And here to talk about that and more, Deputy Director of the WIAA, Wade Lebecki, joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Wade, thanks for the time.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here with you, Tim.
Wade, you guys, I've been following this quite a bit, having my son go through all of what you guys do here. And let me just start out with saying, I don't envy your decisions that you have to make here. They're very difficult, and I appreciate the attention that you guys give to high school sports. But I do feel bad about, and again, we all have the challenges, and certainly some more than others, but I do feel bad about the seniors that may have been playing their sport here for the final. You know, you're affecting their memories. Just a couple of comments on that aspect, and then we'll get into some of the safety guidelines.
Yeah, you know, Tim, it was not pleasant for us either. You know, when we got the notice that it was starting to happen, we were very happy, one, that we could get in our state individual wrestling, our state hockey, our state team wrestling, and our gymnastics as well. So we were able to get as much of our winter season in as we could. And we tried as hard as we could to get the girls' basketball in, but it seemed like it was just changing so quickly and so fast. It was such a fluid situation, and then all of a sudden we couldn't use UW, and we had to cancel the boys, and we just tried to reduce the number of people in the stands, the 88, with 22 ball players and officials and that, and it just kept on snowballing on us. And, you know, we weren't happy making that decision, that's for sure. And then even in the spring, we tried as hard as we could to stay and be the last holdout, because we wanted to give the kids hope. And you're right. You know, when you're talking about a senior and their memories, it's a very big part of high school experiences. And some people don't understand that, and I understand that. I played high school athletics. I coached high school athletics and have so many wonderful relationships because of that. And I understand completely on how important it is to a kid. Whether they're a boy or a girl, you build those relationships with your teammates. You experience the highs and the lows of participating in athletics, and it is a wonderful opportunity and experience for kids. So we were, you know, we tried to give them as hope as much as we could, as long as we could, but ultimately the decisions were taken out of our hands. So there we were, and we went through that, but, you know, ultimately the kids suffer.
Yeah, you know, I had a conversation yesterday with Mike McGivern, and you know him.
Yep.
I didn't really ever think about the broadness, if you will, of just how many teams and sports and kids that encompasses the WIAA. It is tens of thousands of kids that are affected by this. It just truly a monumental number here. If you think of all the high schools, all the sports, girls and boys, all the different seasons, it's just incredible. I mean, what's on your plate on a regular basis? It's tough.
Right. there's no doubt about it. And I believe we have 85,000 kids who participate in high school athletics every year.
Wow.
And, you know, there's a lot of kids affected. You know, there's 238,000 kids who go to grades 9 through 12 high school alone. So we're affecting one-third of those kids when we have high school athletics. And that's a huge number. And there's studies coming out that are going to, you know, show what effect this has had on the mental health and mental well-being of kids. And, you know, that's the biggest part here that we've tried to do. We've tried to provide mental wellness and mental health resources to coaches, to parents, and to school administrators, because, you know, you take away these social relationships, you take away the connectedness to the high school for these kids, and it's devastating. And it's really an important piece for us to go ahead and make sure that we've got some sort of assistance and resources for coaches and kids, because it is a big part of their life.
I just frown on myself thinking about the what-ifs, and I try not to think about the hypotheticals in this, but I know how kids think. I know how top athletes think. I really do. And to even fathom, you know, a college scout that may have been at a ball game, to have that child affected and their near future affected like that, although I mention it, I just don't want to think that way, because you know what's happened. You know what's happened, and that's the tough part. It's tough to predict. Wade Lebecki, Deputy Director of the WIAA here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Wade, so what's next now? We need to give some of the kids and the families some hope here.
And that's the key word, hope. We want to go ahead and try to go ahead and give them those opportunities. Right now, we have to take the biggest factor that our decisions are based on is the safety of the kids and the safety of the coaches and of the adults. We want to go ahead, and if we have opportunities for them within the framework of what is allowed, whether it's the local health department or the state, Department of Health Services, we have to work within that framework. But right now, our Board of Control has approved that we can extend to spring sports a 30-day window that they can go ahead and compete and practice with their kids, so they can have some closure. So on July 31st, if we're allowed locally and even statewide, those coaches will have that opportunity with their spring kids. So we're hoping for that. Also in July, our coaches during the summertime have what we call 5 unrestricted school coaching contact days, where they can coach their kids with X's and O's and instruct them. And most coaches use that as a camp opportunity or some summer league opportunities if they're basketball coaches. So hopefully we can get that piece in there so the kids will be able to experience that. And that would be for all sports, whether it's fall, winter, or spring. We're definitely looking at being able to play in the fall, whether it's football, volleyball, cross-country swimming, girls' tennis, girls' golf. We're hoping that our schools will go ahead and be able to be opened, and they would be able to offer sports. Now, that's with the caveat that, one, it's got to be safe for everybody, and two, with the understanding that schools are going to be different this fall. Some schools will be able to open up and have kids in the building. Some schools will be limited to online, and we're working on how we can address some of those issues. But ultimately, it's going to come down to a local decision. We are working with our Sports Medical Advisory Committee and reviewing those guidelines, as you said. You know, National Federation put out guidelines. The CDC put out guidelines. The Department of Health Services put out youth sport guidelines yesterday, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. In fact, they're recommending that youth sports don't start, if I'm correct. So all of those guidelines are there. We've got them from multiple states. We're going to review those with our sports medical advisory, and we're going to try to put out the best practices that we can use and provide to our member schools, that in their given situation, they'll be able to go ahead and make decisions. We don't mandate at the WIA. We will make recommendations, mm-hmm. but we want to be able to provide for them the safest opportunities. We have to keep in mind that our officials and our coaches are in the high-risk area, too. You know, many of them are older, and many of them have experience. So that's a dangerous part, and we have to make sure that they're comfortable coming back as well as the kids.
Absolutely. And so I know the timeline does allow for some hope for the fall sports, and that's easy to understand. So let me get this straight. So if you were a spring golf high school, a spring baseball high school, there would be an opportunity to at least get those, that group or that team together just to do something, to have, you know, maybe a couple of scrimmage games or things of that nature. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, we approved that. Our board approved that in April when we had to cancel the spring season. They did go ahead and provide them with a 30-day extension, is what we're calling it, where the coaches can work with their kids. If the local administration says yes, if the local school says they can do that, then the coach can get those kids together for 30 practices or 20 games, whatever they can fit into that 30-day window with their kids. So we are providing that opportunity so the spring coaches can go ahead and meet with their team and they can have some closure.
Has there been any discussion about the health department, through the health department or the state, whether that's an Evers thing or whether that's a local municipality thing, of providing any testing?
You know, at this point, that's all local, because remember, the Supreme Court ruled everything was out except for schools. The schools may not provide pupil instruction or extracurriculars until after June 30th. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we're working in with that framework, where everything else was negated in all of the orders, the executive orders, and the Badger bounce back plan. So it's going to come down to local school districts finding out what their local county or community health services requirements are and how they can work within that framework. Yeah. The neat thing about it is if one county says you can go back and you can work with groups of 50 or less, then that coach can go ahead and work with 50 kids. And they can work with that if their parents are comfortable with it. If another county says, nope, you're not going to be able to do that, they can work virtually with those kids and do some coaching and instruction and so forth and so on. So yeah, we've opened up our rules a little bit so we can allow coaches to go ahead and have a huddle meeting or to have a Zoom meeting or Google Hangout with their teams and work on leadership, work on team building, because we want those coaches to be connected with those kids. And we want those kids to be connected with each other, because we're really concerned about the mental health of our student athletes. And, you know, we really need to be concerned about our mental health with our students overall. They need that connectedness to the school. That's probably the biggest piece of this.
Yeah, Wade, it makes total sense for sure. Just a final thing here. I know that in my experience that a lot of the schools, football fields, soccer fields, baseball fields have been rented out, and it's a source of revenue for a lot of the school districts. Is that still available now, or does the school have to be, quote, session or at least open up to at least start regaining some revenue that was lost?
You know, I'm not a legal expert, so anything I say from this point on is going to be just my understanding.
Okay, all right, I got you.
Okay. When I've talked to people at the DPI, the Supreme Court order basically, in my understanding, Supreme Court has told me, Supreme Court decision said there's no pupil instruction and there is no extracurriculars. Therefore, anything that is a non-school organization or non-school event would be determined by the local school district. And I've been telling local school districts that the best thing to do is to talk to your legal counsel, talk to your insurance company, and decide what you can and cannot defend, and make sure that you're following your local rules. So if an AAU basketball team wanted to rent the gym, that would be up to the school and their legal counsel and their insurance company. It is not covered, with my understanding, after the Supreme Court decision, it's not covered by the school. Now, the school cannot have a baseball practice on the school baseball field. That's what the Supreme Court said. No school pupil instruction or extracurriculars. But the non-school groups would be a local decision. So it would be up to their school administration and their school boards. according to their local health and county health services and restrictions.
Yeah, I didn't mean to open up that can of worms, but...
Well, that's a can of worms. I'm not a lawyer, okay. So I always recommend people talk to their lawyers, you know.
Sure.
It's one of those situations, but that's going to be a local decision.
Wade, I appreciate the hope that you've given and the concern on the mental illness side of things and the connection to the kids. I certainly appreciate the time. And Mike McGivern will be in touch with you, I'm sure, with a lot more questions and opportunities to get the news out. I appreciate the time, Wade.
No problem, Tim. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you. There's Wade Lebecki, Deputy Director of the WIAA. That's interesting stuff right there. He joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Chevy Drive of the Big Show. Well, shocking. It may include baseball. We'll have that for you next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.